Today's daf is Me'ila Daf Chof, and we are 12 lines from the top of Daf Chof Amid Aleph, Bona B'toich Beisoy, Einoi Chaya V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, the Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Moshe Ben Esther Odaliba, and Yachet Fega Bas Kela Rifka. So yesterday, we saw a very important yesod as it relates to the basic halachos of Me'ila. And that is that although Rashi and Chumash translates Me'ila as Nena Mina Hektish, that's really only one of two ways of violating the Issa Me'ila. The other way is if somebody would take something out of the Rishus of Hektish and bring it into either his or someone else's personal Rishus, that too would constitute Me'ila. And according to most Rishonim, that's true even if the person had no Hana. So even if there was no Hana involved, the mere fact that he transferred the item from the Rishus of Hektish into Rishus of Choyl, that would constitute the laws of Me'ila. And on that note, the Mishnah said on the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, not Al Ebenoi Kurish al Hektish. If somebody would take an Ebon or a Kurish al Hektish, Harezi Lamal. But Nasna Lichaveroi, if he would take the Ebon or Kurish and he would give it to his friend, the halach is who Ma'al. At that point, he would be considered to be a Ma'al. The Gemara clarified that the Mishnah is referring to the Gizbar. He's the treasurer of Hektish. He has power of attorney on all business transactions related to Hektish. As a result, when he himself takes the item of Hektish, he didn't transfer it out of the Rishus of Hektish because that's something that he has a right to do. It's if Nosno L'Chaveroi, now the item was transferred from the Rishus of Hektish to the Rishus of his Hedyet, even if there was no Hana, the Halach is Huma. What happens if the Gizbar took this item, he didn't give it to somebody else, but rather Bona B'toich Beisai, the Mishnah says. He built it in his house. He was missing an Evan or a Kaira. He takes the Ebon HaKoyer from Hektish, he goes home, and he clops it into his house. The halach is Hareza Loi Mal, Ad Sheyidar Tachtea B'Shava Pruta. Unless he lives in the house, meaning he benefits from the Ebon HaKoyer, how would he benefit from the Ebon HaKoyer once it's in the house? He lives in the house. And if he had enough Shava Pruta, which is of course the shear of Me'ila, at that point, he would violate the halach of Me'ila. So the Gemara picks up on that. No, Bona B'Teich Beisa Enei Chai V'Chulu, Lama Li'ad Sheyidar Tachtea, Kibin D'Shanya Mal, Fake the Gemara Kasha, why would this Gizbar have to live in his house with the Evan of the Kairis in order for him to be considered a Mayol? Why don't we say that as soon as he affixed this Evan or Kairis to his house, he created a Shinoi Maisa in the item of Hektish, and that in and of itself should constitute Me'ila. Now, at first glance, why would making something Hektish is different, doing a Shinoi to an item Shal Hektish, constitute Me'ila? Which one of the Me'ilas does it fall into? Nena min hektish? What's the hana? I put it into my house. Is that an act of hana? L'chur not. The Gemara's Mishnah says you have to live there a shir shavar pruta in order for it to be considered hana. Is it considered hoitza mirshus when you do a shinoi maisa? So this is a lengthy discussion in the Achronim, and unfortunately we don't have time to go into it. Amar Rav, either way, the Gemara says you have to say it's talking about where he put it in a way where he didn't do any shinoi to the item. So he put the Evan in his house to block a window that was open, for example. So it's not part of the house, so there was no physical shinui that took place. And as a result, the halach is, he's not considered a moil by simply putting the Evan of the Kair in his house. He would actually have to live there and benefit from it, says the Gemara. But one thing is clear, keeping the body lo miya small, that once he puts it in his house, if he lives there, she'er shavar pruta, at that point he's going to be considered a moil. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, because the Gemara said in Daf Yud Ches, that the only time you could do mi'ila from Hektish is if the mi'ila is tolish. But if it's mechubal karka, there can't be mi'ila. So essentially, the Gemara is saying that this is a little bit of a chiddush, because once you put the Evan or the Kaira into your house, at that point, it's Mechubar Lekarka. If it's Mechubar Lekarka, should there then not be any Me'ila? Says the Gemara, Leim V'Seyei Leil Rav. I think there's one way to answer this. And that Teretz L'chur would support something Rav said. Rav said, Mashtach L'bayis, Osroi, the halacha is that something that's Mechubar Lekarka, if somebody would worship it, would not become Osir Bahana Mishum Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah has to be Tolish, it can't be Mechubar. Pasuk says that the Yidden were not allowed to worship the Oivdei Kechavim, the Avodah Zarah that were Al Haharim. And we learn from there, Al Haharim Eloheim, Veloi Heharim Eloheim, that anything that's Mechubal Karka is not considered Avodah Zarah. Stating that, Rav said, HaMishtachav Elabayis Osroi, that a bias is not treated as Harim. Abaye is, even though it's mechubal karka, but being that you built it and you are mechabrit, so we don't look at it as being mechubal karka. Says the Gemara, ooh, we have a great raya from this Mishnah. Because just like this halacha in Avodah Zarah, that if something's mechubal karka, it can't be considered a neva. The same is true with regards to Mila. There's no Mila mechubal karka. And still the Mishnah says that if the gizbar would take the Evan of Kaira, he would put it into his house, and then he would have a no of Shavar Pruta, he would be considered a mechubal karka. Oh, must be because it's a bias, and a bias is different. So says the Gemara, Lema Misayel, the Rav, Amar Rav Achabrei, the Rav Ika, Hano, Haniris, Leinayim, Asra Torah, is different pshat, and how to understand Pashup Shana, this line, like so many lines of Masechtas Me'ila. One pshat is that the Mishnah means Me'ila Dirabonim. Maybe there's no raya to Rav. Rav was discussing on the Dairaisa level. All you see over here is that on the Rabbanon level, there would be considered a Me'ila. This is a Me'ila that wouldn't involve an Asham Me'ilas. This is a Me'ila that wouldn't involve a Chaymish. Could be it's only Me'ila with the Rabbanon, but maybe Midairaisa, a bias is really treated as a Surayano, says the Gemara. Okay, if our Mishnah is not a raya to Rav, but Lema Misayelele, maybe the following Braisa is a raya to Rav. Again, Rav said, Amishtacha vela bias osroi, that a bias is not considered Mechubal Karkot. Bryce says, Adar b'bayis shel hektish, kiven shenena mimenu mal. If somebody lives in a bayis shel hektish, once he has hana, shavar pruta, he's considered a mayol, says the Gemara. Isn't this Bryce a raya to Rav? Why? Because again, there's no mila b'mechub l'karka, and still you see that it's shaykh mila by a bayis. Now, first glance, Freik Toysfus, the Gemara could have answered the same terrors that it just gave. That when it says mal, it doesn't mean real mi'ilah, but it means hanoah nirisleinayim asr Torah. The way we explained it, it means a mi'ilah midirabon. But for some reason, the Gemara gives a different answer. Amr Ishlakish, Rishlakish said, Hasam b'shehekdishoy ulabasayif bari. It's talking about where you were makdish the different materials from which you made the house before you built the house. So you were makdish the Evan, you were makdish the Kair, you were makdish everything from which you built the house, then you made it into a house. So the halach is that being that it was already hektish when it was tallish, even though now it became a chubal karka, it's not going to lose its status of being subject to the laws of Mila. But Rav was saying a bigger chiddish that amishtachav al bayis osroi, that a bayis is never considered mechubal karka. You don't see that from this brisa. In this brisa, maybe a bayis really is mechubal karka. But if it was hektish before it was mechubal, no one's going to say that when you make a mechubal karka, somehow now the hektish is going to fly away, or the laws of Me'ila are going to go away somehow. That doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, Abubanul Busay Fekdishay Mai Laimas. He told me the Tana, the Bryce, he really doesn't hold that graph. He holds that a Bryce says Mechubal Karka. The only reason he said that Habdar b'bayis shel hektish kimin shenena mimenu mal is because it's talking about where the materials were hektish before you made it into a bayis. In other words, if you would have been banoy ulasay fekdishay, that locha would have been Laimal, because you'd look at it as if it's Mechubal Karka. Not like Rav. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, there's a sefer to that brisa. What does the sefer say? My irya ro'it v'tani. This is Mila language. Why the Tana the brisa have to run and teach me in the sefer? Adar v'bayis shel ma'ara le'mal. Gave an example where there's no Mila. If someone lived in a bayis, which was a cave, that's really mechubal karka. It's part of the land. The halach is there's no Mila. Le'mal. Why do you have to jump to such a case? Say simply, Adar v'bayis shel avonim. Shabonu will say v'ktishay le'mal. Say that it's possible, even in a bias, not to be moil. How so? If first it was a bias, and then you were makdishit. Elamai must be, because even in that case, it's not, it's going to be subject to the laws of Me'ilah. Aye, it's a bias, and a bias is mechub l'karka, and you were a makdishit before. Must be it's a raya to Rav. Says the Gemara, Amri no, hapsikle, holo psikle. Maybe really the Tana Braisa doesn't hold like Rav. And maybe the Tana Braisa holds that a bias is considered mechub l'karka. And really when the Tana the Braisa was giving an example of where there is no Me'ila, his example could have been a bias in a case where it was banoi ulasai fiktishai. But he wanted to pick something that's a little bit more obvious. So sometimes the Tana wants to say a bigger chiddish, and sometimes the Tana wants to say something that's psikale, something that's a little bit more obvious. And a ma'ara, which is for sure, it's mechubal karka, is never a hechatimtz where a person could be living in a ma'ara and it won't be mechubal karka, and as a result, he'll be subject to the laws of Mila. Hadar b'ma'ara is never going to be subject to the laws of Mila. Bias, sometimes yeah, sometimes not. The Tana the Bryce didn't want to get involved in something that's like psikale, so he just kept it simple. Either way, you have no raya to Rav. Not from the Mishnah, not from the Braisa. Again, what was the noisei of the first part of the daf? Because you see in the Mishnah that there's a concept that if somebody would take an Evan or a Koira shell hektish, put it into his house, live in the house, kesher shavar pruta, he would be considered a moil. Okay, what's the big deal? It's because the Braisa said on daf Yud Ches that there's no Me'ila b'mechuba l'karka. So l'chura isn't the bias mechuba l'karka, and the Gemara thought at first glance the Mishnah is a raya that there is no me'ila b'mechuba l'karka, meaning that a bias is not considered mechuba l'karka, which is something Rav said in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And when Rav said it, everyone was marishay lomois and made such a big tumult in Beis Medrash. It's a mefurish Mishnah. The Gemara explained why it's not a mefurish Mishnah. It's also not a mefurish Braisa. Hadron halach hanana. The next Mishnah is an absolute classic. Hashliach sha'asa shlichusoy bal habayis ma'al. So somebody sent a shliach to do something for him. And that thing that the shliach was doing on behalf of the bal habayis involved mi'ilo. So the gizbar took a pruta of hektish and he didn't give it to somebody else. He made someone a shliach to go ahead and give it to somebody else. Pick your case of mi'ila. Instead of the person doing the mi'ila by himself, he made a shliach to do it on his behalf. So now the shliach does it. Who's the ma'il? Says the Mishnah, the balabayis is considered the ma'il. Why? Shlucha shel adam k'maisa. So when the shliach does it, it's as if the mishaleach did it. It's as if the mishaleach did it. So the mishaleach is going to be the one that's going to be considered the ma'il. Lo yasa shlichusai. What if the shliach deviated from the shlichus? So he didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. He was ma'il in the shlichus, right? He deviated from the way the shlichus was supposed to happen. So then the halacha is a shliach ma'il. The shliach is considered the one that was the ma'il. Why? If the shliach did what he was supposed to do, then he acted as a shliach. So shlucha shel adam k'maisa. But to the extent that he didn't do what he was asked to do, so he's not a baldover to do what he wasn't supposed to do. And on that, you don't have the shlichus. So now he's acting on his own. He's acting on his own. If he was mail, he's the one that's considered to mail. The only time his maisa is nisyaches to the mishaleach is if he did exactly what the mishaleach told him to do. But if he didn't do what the mishaleach told him to do, then there's no shlichus. If there's no shlichus, the shlich is the mail. Meaning it sounds like either the mishaleach is going to be ma'il or the shliach is going to be ma'il. Either one can be. The question is, did the shliach do the shlichus or not? If he did the shlichus, then the mishaleach is the ma'il. If he didn't do the shlichus, so there's no mishaleach. So then by default, the shliach ends up being the ma'il. Okay, so an example of it. If the mishaleach told his shliach, take meat and give it to the Arkan. And it turns out that this meat was hektish. So we're getting involved in mi'ila now. Nasalam kaved. If instead of giving basar, he gave kaved, he gave liver, or kaved. If the mishleach told the shliach, give kaved to my guest, v'nasalam basar, instead of giving kaved, he gave basar. So the halacha is, in both cases, hashliach ma'al. Why? Because the shliach didn't do what the mishleach had asked him to do. And as a result, he's going to be considered a ma'al. Omalei tein lehem chaticha chaticha. What happens if the mishleach tells the shliach, give the archim one piece of meat? V'hu oimer tlushtayim. And he went over to the Archim and he says, take two pieces of meat. V'heim not tlushalosh. And they went and they took three pieces of meat. So what's the halacha? Kula malu. They're all considered to be mayalim. So again, you see in this Mishnah, two very important halachas. Number one, shluchay shel adam k'moisay when it comes to mi'ila. Number two, that's only true if the shliach did exactly what the mashaleach told him to do. But to the extent that he deviated, then you don't have shlucha shel adam k'moisai. In that case, the mashaleach is not going to be the one that's considered the ma'il. It's the shliach that's going to be the one that's considered the ma'il. This is a halacha that's quoted in many places in Shas. It touches on many sugyas, most notably the sugya of shlichos. We'll get to a little bit of it at the end of the daf when it comes to the raid. But just to get an idea, if you look at the Maseres HaShas, Ches, Nedorim Lundalit, Chagigadaf Yod, Ktsubis Tzadik Ches, Kedushim Membeis, Ktsubis Tzadik Ches. This is something that comes up in all the major sugyas in Shas, regardless, Zokta Gemara. One thing was mentioned in the Mishnah, Bederech Agav. And the first Amid of this sugya is going to discuss, it's going to focus on a Derech Agav thing that you see in the Mishnah. And that is that meat and liver are not one and the same. Because when the Mishnah gave an example of a shliach who went off on his own and didn't do exactly what the mishaleach told him to do. The example was where the mishaleach said, give my archim flesh, and he gave them liver instead. Or he said, give them liver, and he gave him meat. Now, liver and meat, from a very high level, certainly part of the same family, stating that in the Mishnah, it's mavur, that it's not one and the same. Says the Gemara, man tana, who's the tana of the Mishnah, who holds the chol milsa de mimlecha lo shliach, tarti milihavi. Meaning, the Gemara understands that the reason meat and liver must be different is because there's a litmus test that Chazal used to know whether two things are the same or they're different. If somebody would send a shliach to the shuk, and he would say, I want you to buy me X, and he shows up in the shuk. They don't have X, they have Y. Now, Y is similar to X, but it's not X. Not mamish, the same thing. He would have to go back and ask the Mishalech, is it okay if I buy this? Or is it not okay if I buy this? There was a machlekes tanoim, whether the fact that the Shliach would consider buying that in lieu of what he was asked to buy, does that mean that they're one and the same? Of a care. Being that he has to go back and ask the Mishalech, can I buy this or should I buy this? That's a right, that it's not one and the same. If somebody would send the Shliach to go buy meat and he would show up in the shuk, they don't have meat, but they have chopped liver. So what would be the halacha from an Hilcha Shlicho standpoint, or even just from a common sense standpoint? The Shliach would go back and he would tell the Mishalech, listen, they didn't have meat, but if you want, I could buy chopped. Does that mean that liver and meat are the same, or does it mean it's different? Meaning, if somebody would send the Shliach, go buy meat, he would show up and all they have is orange juice. So he wouldn't go back and tell the Mishalech, they didn't have meat, but they had orange. No, you would never do that. Why not? Because they're clearly not the same thing. But this is something that's similar enough that you're going to ask the Mishalech, maybe I should buy that. So here's the question. Is it one and the same or is it not one and the same? Now, meat and liver is an example of that. And in the Mishnah, meat and liver are considered two different things. Because if the Mishalech tells the Shliach, give flesh, and he gives labor, it's not the same thing. So the Gemara, Tana the Shliach, it's not the same. I don't know who it is, but I know who it's not. It's the like Rabbi Akiva. I'm going to the Mishnah. If someone makes a neder that he's not going to have hana from yurokos, vegetables, muta b'diluim, he's allowed to eat diluim, because the diluim are not considered yurokos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, also, you know why? Because if you would send a shliach to go buy you yarek, and all he would find is diluim, he would come back and ask you, should I buy the diluim? That's a sign that they're one and the same. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva says that it's also, meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, basar and kovet should be the same thing. So why if the mishalech told the shliach, give basar and he gave kovet, is the halacha that the shliach is mal? We should say that no, he's doing the shlichus on the mishlech, should be the one that's mal. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, Afilu Tehim Rabbi Akiva. No, it's not mukha. Could be the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Miloi Boilim. And he said a very simple teretz that everybody should have got. And that is, Rabbi Akiva holds that if the shliach has to ask the mishaleach, that's a sign that they're one and the same. So that's true. So Hilchas Nedarim, for example. Hanoidim and Ayerek. Is Diluin Yerek or is it not Yerek? The teretz is, it's Yerek, because the shliach would have to ask. But here we're discussing Hilchas Shlichus. And here we're discussing that the Mishalech told the Shliach Basar, and he wants to give Kaveh. If you want to give Kaveh, you have to ask. If he didn't ask, he violated the Bayi Lim Luche. And as a result, it's considered that he deviated, and that's why he's going to be subject to the laws of Milah. The fact that he had to ask is a riot, it's one and the same. So that's true. If you want to discuss it from an abstract perspective, is it one thing or two things? There's no question it's one thing, because the shliach has to ask. But over here, what we're wondering is something else. Not is it the same thing, that's essentially what we're discussing, but more specifically, if you want to drill down a little bit closer to what the nicety of the sugya is, did the shliach do what he was supposed to do, or did he not do what he was supposed to do? Well, he was supposed to have asked. Oh, well, if he was supposed to ask, then he deviated. See, even though technically he gave what the Mishalech told him to give, because the Mishalech said basar, and kaveh hates basar. Hilchas Nedarim, it's the same thing. But he was supposed to ask. And being that he was supposed to ask, and he didn't ask, that's why the shliach is the one that's the mile, the Mishalech is not the one that's the mile. Says the Gemara, Kiyamru, Rabbanu, Kamei deRava, when they told Rava what Abaye said, shockingly, you know what Rava said? Amalu, Shapir, Kamei Nachmeni. Nachmeni was Abaye's real name. And Rava said, Abaye is saying good. So usually when there's Abaye, Rava's arguing. Over here, Rava liked the Teretz. Suck the Gemara, Manta, Tana, the polygalad, Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana that argues with Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva says that any time the shliach would ask the Mishalech, should I buy this? That's a sign that it's the same thing. So basar and liver are considered the same. Yerek and diluim are considered the same. The Tanakama in that Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim argues, he's mentioned as the Tanakama, he's not given a name, says the Gemara. Who is the Tana? If you want to know the rest of the story, it's Rav Shimon Gabel. Tanya Belinda the Brayis. Not basar. Also, v'chol midi basar. Some weeks in that he's not going to have enough from basar, so you're not allowed to eat any type of basar. V'asar b'roish u'beraglayim. And as it relates to the behemah itself, you can't eat the head, you can't eat the feet, the kana, that's the trachea. U'bekavit is the liver. U'belev is the heart. V'asar b'basar oifos. Additionally, if someone's noidim in a basar, he also can't eat basar oifos. Also can't eat chicken. U'mutah b'basar dagim. But you can't eat fish. Govim and kosher grasshoppers. Shimon Gamliel Mater Berosh uberaglayim bekana ubekaved ubaoifos uvedagim uvechagovim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a very strict definition of what basar is. Number one, the roish, the raglayim, the kana, and the kaved. Those parts of the animal even of a behemoth. It's not included in Basar. And it's certainly only a behemoth, because Oifois, Dogger, Chagavim are not included either. Shem Gamliel used to say, Kravayim la Basar hain. The innards of an animal is not considered Basar. Voichleim, someone that eats a la barinish, as Nishkai mentioned. What's the bottom line? We spoke about this, if you remember. Shalos Achuvas Chasam Soifa Yerideh, Simon Yutes, who was Mechiach, an unbelievable halacha from this Gemara, Ayin Shom. But either way, says the Gemara. So you see, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that. That Basar has a very strict definition. It's the opposite of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Basar includes even Kaveh, because anything that the Shliach would be in Luchebe, that would be enough for them to be considered one and the same. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says just the opposite. If someone's Noidim and Abasar, you can't even eat the Kravayim, you can eat the Lev, there's so much that you can eat, because he holds it's only whatever is exactly Basar, anything else is not going to be included. Says the Gemara, the Tana Kamo, who argues with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he seems to be somewhere in between. But what did Tana Kamo hold? Noidim and Abasar, Asa B'chomine Basar, V'asa B'roish, B'raglayim, B'kona B'kovid B'lev, V'asa B'basar Oifois, but Mutir B'basar Dogim V'chagavim. So chicken is considered Basar, but fish and oifois, fish and chagovim are not considered boss. There's the Gemara Maman of Shach. Maishna be basar oifois. Why is basar oifois considered boss? I'm sure the Ragel Linish Damaloy Ashkechi Bisr the Chay Basa. That's why Bisr the Tzipra. Because sometimes when you're in the mood of a piece of meat and all you have is chicken, so in lieu of meat, you'll eat chicken. B'diyevet. Ihachi says the Gemara. Ihachi nami avi dinish lemer le Ashkechi Bisr the Chay Basa. That's why dogim. Sometimes people in lieu of meat will also eat fish. So if oif is a shtickle basar, shouldn't fish be the same way? Amar Papa, b'yei makaz. I'm talking about a person made this neder on a day that he bloodlet. People used to bloodlet as a dover shel refuah, and when a person lets blood, the doctors would advise le'lochel inish dogim that it's not a good idea to eat fish. So it means that he made the neder on a day that people don't really eat fish. It's for that reason we assume that that wasn't included in his definition of basar, and that's why he's mutar b'dogim. Ihach, the Gemara says, Sipra nami nechol, then chicken should also be okay. The Amash Shmuel, who was a famous doctor, said, the Mesucha v'achal tzipra parach libya kitzipra. If somebody lets blood and he eats chicken, it's very not good for him. Besides, we learned in a braisa, ima kizim dam loyal adog, loyal oifos, v'loyal basam lichas, a mafurish braisa, that if somebody lets blood, he has to be careful. This is halacha. So you shouldn't eat fish, you shouldn't eat oifos, you shouldn't eat salty meat. The bottom line is, there's no difference between oifos and dogim as it relates to bloodletting. So to make an akimtan, the Tanakh that we're discussing b'yom hakaza, that shouldn't impact whether you're mutter b'dogim, asa b'dogim versus oifas. Whatever that loch is by dogim should be that loch by elamar. Papa said b'yom the kaivin le'eni askin le'ayuchadans. Talk about not a person that blood, but rather a person whose eyes were hurting. And when people had issues with their eyes, they didn't eat fish. And as a result, we assume that fish is not on his radar right now, and that's why it wasn't included. It is not. Amaloi teinli chatich. The Mishnah gave another example of where the shliach deviated from what he was told to do, and that is the mishaleach told the shliach tein basa la'archim, but he said give them one piece. He told the archim take two, and the archim took three. So the Mishnah says everybody was mayol. He was mayol because the first piece of meat that the shliach gave was b'shlichusoy shel hamishaleach, shluchay shel adam kamoisay. The second piece of meat, he did on his own. The third piece of meat, they did on their own. As a result, every person was mayol. Says the Gemara, Shema minok, we bring a raya from here, that moisef al shlichusoy havi shliach. There's a shaylo in Shas. If somebody tells a shliach to do something, and the person does that and some, so he tacks on a little bit, a bechlal messiah mana. So do you say that being that the shliach added on what he was supposed to do, it's mevatel the whole shlichus, so he didn't act as a shliach? Or no, whatever I did, I did. Whatever I added, for that, there's no shlichus. Says the Gemara, it's a mefurish mishnah. Don't you see from here, moisef al shlichus, I have a shliach? Because if you're going to tell me moisef al shlichus, I have a shliach, then why is the mishaleach a mayel? The shliach was moisef al shlichus, he gave two when he was supposed to give one, so it should completely absolve the mishaleach from any meila. Elamai, you see, it doesn't work that way. Says the Gemara. Rav Sheshes, no, the Amai. You could say it's talking about what the shliach said. Tul achas midaitoi, the achas midaiti. The shliach wasn't moisef al shlichusai. The shliach did the shlichus. What was the shlichus? Give the archim one piece of meat. He went to the archim and he said, the balabayas asked me to give you one piece of meat. And by the way, on the house, take another piece of meat, right? So that's something that maybe the waiter's not allowed to do. But either way, that's why it's considered that he wasn't Moisef al Shlichus, because he was Mekayim the Shlichus, he was just Moisef Midaite. But then the Gemara's question that it doesn't speak out explicitly, but the Rishonim explain, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? You know, the Chiddush is Moisef al Shlichus, Avi Shliach, so we understand the Chiddush. Otherwise, it's very nice. You have a case where he was Moil, they were Moil. I mean, yeah, but is there a halachic chiddush? Mar says, yeah. I would have thought akar shliach shlichus the balabais. Why limol? I would have thought that even this is considered moisav al shlichus, even though he worded it in a careful way. This is what the balabais said. This is what I'm giving you, but maybe it's fart considered moisav al shlichus. Like mash malon that it's not considered moisav al shlichus. Another mishnah. Amalei havali min achaloin. Oy menad luskima. Somebody goes to a shliach and he tells him that I want you to bring me my money. Which money? The one that's by the window. It's in my wallet, or it's in a sack of some sort, a case. He brought it to him. Even if he ends up telling him that I didn't want you to bring me the money that was at this window, or whatever it was that was at that window. I wanted you to bring it to me from the other window. You took it from the wrong gluskema. So do we say that the shliach didn't do what he was supposed to do because he brought it from the wrong window? Or do we say, no, the balabais told him, bring it menachaloin. He brought it menachaloin. So the halacha is that even if the balabayas says that loyhaya belibi ela mizeh vehevi mizeh, balabayas mal, it's considered that the shliach did the shlichus. We'll see this a little bit better in the Gemara. Aval amma loyhavali menachaloin vehevi menad luskimo, oy menad luskimo vehevi lo menachaloin, a shliach mal. But if he says, bring it from the luskim, brought it from the chaloin, from the chaloin, brought it from the luskim, obviously we're talking about a context with his me'ila over here. So the halacha is there, the shliach didn't do what he was supposed to do, even though he brought the right item. But he said, bring me the one from the chaloin. He brought it from the luskima. He said, bring me the one from the luskima. He brought it from the chaloin. So the halacha is, the balbayas is not the mail. The shliach is the one that's mail. Sholach biyad cheresh shoyta v'katan. Another classic line. Very important. What happens if someone does mi'ila al yedei shlichos? So, again, the gizbar took a pruta shal hektish and he gave it to somebody. Gave it to somebody b'matan, but instead of giving it to him directly, he sent it b'yad cheresh shoyta v'katan. He went to a cheresh, a shoyta, a katan. These are people that are considered lav b'nei das in halacha, and told them, "I want you to give this pruta to Pliny," and they did it. Says the Mishnah, "If imasu shlichusai balabayas mal lo yasu shlichusai." Let's say they didn't do the shlichus, chen v'nei mal. Then the one that receives it is the one that's considered to be the mile. Why? Asur shlichusai, shluchai shaladam kemoisai. It's pashup shan in the Mishnah. So the Mishalech is the one that's going to be considered the mile. Lai asur shlichusai, if they didn't do the shlichus. So then, number one, you don't have shluchai shaladam kemoisai. They can't be chayiv. What happened up until now if the shliach didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do? He did me'ila, but he wasn't following the exact instructions of the Mishalech. So the halacha was, the shliach is mail, but over here the shliach is a cheresh shoyta v'katan. Cheresh shoyta v'katan can't be mail. They're not subject to the laws of me'ila. Who then is going to be the mail? The chenveni is going to be the mail. Really, meaning in all the cases, the mishaleach, the shliach, the chenveni, whoever the end user is, they could technically always be mail. The problem is in mail, acha mail. Once somebody's mail, there's no one else to be mail. So you go through the chain. The mishaleach should be the mail. Oh, there's no shlichus. Let the shliach be the mile. Oh, he can't be the mile. Let the chenveni be the mile. Now, if once the mishaleach is the mile, the chenveni can't be the mile because ein mile lach a mile. Once the shliach is the mile, the chenveni can't be the mile because again ein mile lach a mile. The point is here, the mishaleach is not the mile because there's no shliach. The shliach is not the mile because he's not a bar chiyuva. So over here, by default, the only person that could be the mile is the chenveni. Another case, shalach biat pikeach. What if somebody sends money not through a cheresh shoyta v'katan, through a pikeach? V'nisker, and he remembered that it was hektish after he already sent it. So the halacha is like this. If he remembers, actually, agia itzol chenveni, chenveni ma. The chenveni is going to be the one that's going to be the mile. So this is a pikeach. He did everything he was supposed to do. He followed the instructions to the T. It doesn't matter. The halacha is that the balabayas is not going to be mile, but rather it's the chenveni that's going to be mile. Why is that? The balabayas is not mile because being that he remembered that it was hektish, he's now amazed. There's no mi'ila b'mezit. Again, we're talking about the dine mi'ila that requires shaygig. So to the extent that he was nisgar, so he's amazed. He's not a shaygig anymore. If he's not a shaygig, so he's not going to be subject to the laws of mi'ila. The shliach is not considered a mile because the shliach was just following the instructions of the mishalech. So who's going to be the mile? The chenveni is going to be the mile. Okay, tzadiyah. So what should this person do? Let's say he realizes that he just set this domino effect into motion. And he says, he realized he just sent a shliach, and this is, you know, before the age of communication where he can just go ahead and quickly text the shliach and tell him, hold off, this is Kodshei Hashem. So what should he do? So the Mishnah gives you an idea. Yasin, what you should do is, noitel pruta, let the balabayas take a pruta. Oy kli, va oymer pruta shel hektish b'chol mokim shul mechul hazeh. Let him be mechalo the hektish. Once you mechalo the hektish, so like this, this pruta is not going to be hektish anymore. You're able to get away from all the mi'ila issues. Why does this work? Shah hektish nifta b'kesef b'b'shav b'kesef. You can be paid the hektish with kesef. That's why you could be neitel pruta if you want, and you could also be paid the hektish b'shav b'kesef. That's why if you want, you could take a shava kesef, you can take a keli. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said that if somebody tells the shliach, havali min achaloin, oy min adlus gemar, the heavy loin, and he brought it for him. And then the Mishalech tells the shliach, I didn't mean this chaloin, I meant the other chaloin. So the halach is no, it's still considered me'ila. Says the Gemara, my kamash malon. What's the chiddush? Meaning, why would you think that this shouldn't be me'ila? Once we establish that you say shluchai shel adam kamoisai in the parsha of me'ila, in this case, the shliach did what the Mishalech told him to do. You have a havamina that the shliach can, the Mishalech can tell the shliach, I didn't mean this chaloin, I meant the other. He didn't say which chaloin. Look at what he said. He said, Havili min achaloin, and he brought it min achaloin. So that means he did the shlichus. If that's the case, the Mishalech should be the one that's mild. The Mishalech is going to get out of his me'ila by saying, no, I meant the other chaloin. So the Gemara says, yeah, there really is a chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? Because there's a sugi in Chas, dvarim shebelev, havi dvarim, or dvarim shebelev, loy havi dvarim. Meaning, when a person says that he was thinking something that he didn't say, we believe him. So in this case, if the Mishalech says, I didn't mean this chalai, I meant the other chalai, we believe him. So klapi the dvarim shabalev, the shliach was lo yoyse shlichusai. Because if you take what the Mishalech was thinking into account, then he really wanted it to come from this chalai, and the shliach took it then from the wrong chalai. Stating that, dvarim shabalev ein and dvar. And being that dvarim shabalev ein and dvar, we don't care what the person was thinking. What we care is what the person said. And being that he said min achaloin, and the shliach brought it from achaloin, it's for that reason, it's going to, this is another sugya that we're going to have to gloss over. Dvarim shabalev, a mishnah of dvarim shabalev, einom dvarim, either way, vayta. Shilach biyad cheresh, shoita, vekotan, im asus. The mishnah said, maybe the biggest chiddush of the day. I mean, a lot of chiddushim in today's daf, this might be the biggest. And that is shilach biyad cheresh, shoita, vekotan. If somebody was mayo behektish, ayde cheresh, shoita, vekotan. So the gizber took a pruta, and he's giving it to somebody where he's going to be moitzit from the rishus of hektish, but he does ayde shliach. The shliach is a cheresh, a shoita, or a katan. The halacha is, it's considered me'ila. Meaning, if the cheresh, shoita, vekotan do what they were supposed to do, the mishalech ends up being the mayo. What if they don't do what they were supposed to do? So the mishalech is not the mayo. They themselves can't be moil because they're not cheresh shoyt v'katan. It's the end user. It's the receiver, the one that accepted this money. Chenvini in the Mishnah's case, he's the one that's considered to be the moil. Freit the Gemara, the obvious question. V'olav b'nei shlichus aninu, shluchay shaladim k'maisai? Cheresh shoyt v'katan, we know are not b'nei shlichus. If they're not b'nei shlichus, how could the maisa of the cheresh shoyt v'katan now reflect back on the Mishalech? And the Gemara gives two terutzim, both of which we'll go through quickly. Amar Rabbi Loza said, Asan kim maton shal zesim. The Chachamim viewed this as the maton shal zesim, literally as a vat of olives. Okay, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesachtis Tahirus, Hazesim, Amos, Amikabal, Tumas. When Hazesim, Amikabal, Tumas, Hazesim, we know are Oichlin, Tumas Oichlin, needs Mesachtis Machshirin in order for it to be Roy Lekabal Tumas. How does food become Roy Lekabal Tumas? It has to become wet. Either the Baal Bayis made it wet, or when it became wet, or when the mashkin emerged, there was ratzoin mitzad the bailam, ki yitain dumyo de ki yuta. That's the basic rule. So the Mishnah over there is discussing zesim that became wet because there was oil oozing out of the zesim. So they're in a vat, and they're all together, and the heat causes the oil to start coming out. The question is, that oil, which now makes the zeisim wet, does it make a mukshal b'kabal tumana? And the Mishnah says it depends. Mishnah yoziu zeis hamatan. If they schwitz out the shemen in the maton itself, so zeis hamatan is considered a mashka, it can be machsha the zeisim l'kabal tumah. V'loi zeis hakupa. But if they were in a kupa, not in a maton, then zeis hakupa, they're already in a basket, that's not considered zeis, that's chashav enough to be machsha l'kabal tumah. What in the world does that have to do with shlichos by a cheresh shoyt v'katan by me'ilo? Because you see from here that there's a concept that if I have rotzayim for something, I want something to happen, that gives the thing a chashivos. Even if I didn't do a maisa, even though there was no shlichos, there was no chalois, I had a rotzayim that my zeisim should get wet from the zeyas hamaton. That makes the zeisim now huchshal lekabal tumah. So in the same vein, if I send this pruta biyad cheresh shoyt v'katan and it ends up coming to the chenveni, and what happens is me'ila, even though there was no shluchay shaladim kamaisai with the Torah slumdis of how shlichus works, perik ish mekadesh. But at the same time, I wanted this to happen, and it happened. That's enough for it to be considered me'ila. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan said a different teretz. You know how this works? Mi'ilo al yidei cheresh oyte v'katan, despite the fact that a cheresh oyte v'katan alav nei shlichos, ka'oysa sheshoninu, sayish teltzu a mishnah, not a mesachtes tyrus, mesachtes erevin. Vashtet the mesachtes erevin. If somebody wants to make an erev, say you want to make an erev to chumen, let's say. So you have to send the mazon shtei sudois. Nasne, agabi akoif. What if you place the erev through a monkey? Agabi apil, or slightly more dramatic. You put it on an elephant. You don't have to physically make the erev. You can make it al yedei a monkey, al yedei a pil. Al mukav the shlichusay. You see that even a monkey could be a shliach sometimes. Even an elephant. Could. So why should a cheresh oyte v'katan be worse than a koif and a peel? And it's for that reason the halacha is that even though there's no shlichus technically when it comes to a cheresh oyte v'katan, but if you were moil al yedei cheresh oyte v'katan, the halacha is it would be considered me'ila exhale. So we saw a lot of chidushim in today's daf. Number one, that there's shlichus by me'ila. Number two, that there's shlichus by me'ila by a cheresh shoyt of a katan. And the truth is that they're both tremendous chedushim. Why? Why would there not be shlichus by me'ila? In kol ha'tayra kula we know shluchay shel adam t'maisa. The teretz is because in kol ha'tayra kula we also know ein shliach l'dvar aver. So even though a ish mekadesh boyo b'shluchay and a mevi get memdina sayam, Rashi says we're talking about a shliach lo hilacha. So the whole mesachtes kedushin and mesachtes gittin underpin this idea that you can be mekadesh and megarish ayudei shlichus. Shlichus works in kol ha'tayra kula, stating that when it comes to a dvar avera, ein shliach ledvar avera. So if somebody makes somebody a shliach to be mechal Shabbos, and the shliach is mechal Shabbos, the shliach is the mechal Shabbos, not the mishalech. He did it because I asked him to, and shluchay shaladim kamoisai. The teretz is because ein shliach ledvar avera. And the Gemara gives a svara for ein shliach ledvar avera. It's because divrei harav, v'divrei ha'talmud, divrei mishoimim, the whole premise of shlichus is that I was listening to the mishalech, and I assumed that that was the right, good, moral, ethical thing to do. Yeah, now when it's a dvar avera, because when it's a dvar avera, it's very nice the mishalech told you to be mechal Shabbos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you not to be mechal Shabbos. And the mishalech is the talmud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rav, divrei ha'talmud, divrei mishoimim, rhetorically, who are you supposed to listen to? Right? You don't need an answer, we know the answer. So I'll be supposed to listen to Hashem. So that somehow undermines the whole shlichus. But the bottom line is, ein shlichus dvar avera. Mi'ila is an avera. It's a avera chamura ad l'moed. Keren, choymish, misa b'dei shamaya, malkis, Hashem, mi'ila. Stating that, this is the whole sugi of today's daf. Hashlich sh'aso shlichusoy. What's the halacha balabai ismael? L'chura, what happened to the klal of ein shlichus dvar avera? So that's the first chiddush in today's daf. And that is that even though in kol ha'tayra kula ein shlichus dvar avera, but me'ila is different. And by me'ila, yesh shliach dvar avera. The second chiddush is the last thing we saw in the daf. And that is shilach biad cheresh shoyte v'katon. What's the halacha? If the cheresh shoyte v'katon did what they were supposed to do, it somehow traces itself back to the mishalech. And it's as if the mishalech was more. Fake the Gemara. What do you mean? Cheresh shoyte v'katon alav ne shlichus. And the Gemara stelt to a mishnah tyrus. And then a mishnah in mesachtes erevin. We look at the cheresh shoyte v'katan, or the ratzon that the mishalech has when he sends it through a cheresh shoyte v'katan, kimat hanshal zeisin. Or we look at the cheresh shoyte v'katan as a monkey or an elephant, literally. Nasli agabi koifa helichai, agabi apil. Don't take that out of context. And what is the halacha? The halacha is that somehow it works. Now, what's the kasha? If this works here in Me'ila, why shouldn't it work in Kol ha'Torah Kula? Why don't we say that in Kol ha'Torah Kula, that loch is going to be as well? That every time somebody makes a cheresh shoyte v'katan to do something, so someone wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, he sends a cheresh shoyte v'katan, they're labnei shlichos. So why don't we say, Asan kip koif, Asan kipil? Why don't we say, Nasa kimaton shalzesen? Why don't we invoke the same lumdus that we have here in Mesachtes Mila, Dav Chaf Aleph, in Kol ha'Torah Kula, whenever we're discussing Shlichos, the Teretz is, because no such thing that you had Rotzen. At the end of the day, you need to do the Maisa. And if you have to do the Maisa, you need a parasha of Shlichos. Shluchos Shaladim Kemaisa. So what's Tutsachta? Over here in Mesachtes Mila, Dav Chaf Aleph, you have a new idea that even though Mi'ilah, of course, requires a Maisa, and in order to have a ma'isa done, if you're not physically doing it, you need a parash of shlichus. But asan kematan shal zeisin. We look at them as if in hilchas erevin. Nasei al gabi akoyf elicha, gabi apilvo elicha. Mi'ila, for some reason, is different than kol ha'Torah kula. Whatever the pshat is, one thing is clear. This is another anomaly in the parasha Me'ilah. So you have two tremendous chedushim, both as they relate to the shlichus of Me'ilah in today's daf. Number one, in Kol HaTorah Kula, in shlichus l'dvar aveira, yesh shlichus l'dvar aveira by Me'ilah. In Kol HaTorah Kula, a cheresh shaytav katan alavnei labnei shlichus. So if you do something via a cheresh shaytav katan, it's not as if you did it. When it comes to Me'ilah, if you would be moila yidei cheresh shaytav katan, the halacha is, it would be considered Me'ilah. And at first glance, it would be very convenient to say that the two halachas are l'shita sayo. It's the same idea. Right? It seemed very geschmack to say that what's the teretz to both of these chidois? It's the same thing. That you don't need a proper shlichus when it comes to me'ilah. Being that you don't need a proper shlichus, yesh shlichu dvar avera. Being that you don't need a proper shlichus, so there's an idea of ason kimaton shalzeisin. It's, we look at it as if it was nosnei al gabi ha-koyfei licha al gabi ha-pilvei licha. And therefore, if you send the cheresh shaytav katan, it's going to be a shlichus as well. And that's for sure the muscho rishon in me'ilah davchof, me'ilah davchof aleph. These two anomalies are really one. And that is in kol ha-Torah kula, where you need a proper shlichus, ain't shlichu dvar avera. In kol ha-Torah kula, where you need a proper shlichu, shlichus, a chereshayt v'katan alav neip shlichus. But Me'ilah is different. And Me'ilah, for some reason, doesn't require a proper shlichus. And because it doesn't require a proper shlichus, number one, yesh shlich l'dvar aveira. And number two, there's an idea of chereshayt v'katan, the way the Gemara explained it here in Me'ilah daf chaf alef amen alef. The problem is, there's a sugya arucha, and Mesachtes Kedushin daf mem beis amen beis, and it's mevur in that sugya just the opposite. The Gemara Mesachtes Kedushin is discussing the halacha of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Fake the Gemara, is that true? Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Vatnan, we learned it in Mishnah. Shliach shalei osa shlichusoi, shliach mal, osa shlichusoi, balabayis mal. Zok the Gemara, you see from here that if somebody would make a shliach to do shlichas for him, and he would do it, even though it was me'ila, the halacha is, the balabayis is considered the mayo. Fake the Gemara, how could you tell me ein shliach l'dvar aveira? It's mefurish. In a sugya, mi'ilah davchav alef, that yesh shlichu dvar aveira. It says the Gemara Shani mi'ilah, de yalfi chet mitruma. It's different because there's a gzeirah shava that we've seen several times, chet mi'ilah from truma. And ma truma mashvi shliach, af mi'ilah mashvi shliach, and even though truma doesn't involve aveira, and mi'ilah does involve aveira, but this gzeirah shava was so powerful that it overrides the svar of divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei nishayimim. And if there's a gzeirah shava to mi'ilah and truma for sure, the shliach is the makarta. Or one of the makaris to shlichus is the parsha of truma. So we learn that if there's shlichus by truma, there's going to be shliach by me'ila as well. Freit the Gemara v'neilof mina. So once you find by me'ila yesh shlichu dvar aveira, so why don't we learn from me'ila to kol ha-Torah kula? So the Gemara says mishum da'avi me'ila u'shlichas yad shnei ksuvim abon kechod v'chol shnei ksuvim abon kechod eim lam. Because the truth is another exception to the rule of ein shlichu dvar aveira, and that is shliach yad. If somebody makes somebody a shomer, he's not going to use the thing that he was entrusted to watch. If he uses it and then something happens to it, he's a shaleach yad the bekodin, and hilcha shayrim suddenly stop moving very quickly. But the point is that one is not allowed to be shaleach yad bekodin. The Gemara learns from a drasha that not only can one not be shaleach yad by himself, but if you would make a shliach, the shomer would tell somebody else to be shaleach yad, the shomer would be considered a shaleach yad. Meaning, shlucha shel adam kamaisi. I to be shaleach yad bekodin is a dvar aveira. Yesh shlich dvar aveira. So the Gemara says, once you find two places in Shas that yesh shlich dvar aveira, it becomes a shnei ksuvim babon keechod. What about the man that holds shnei ksuvim aban ke'echod melandim? What's he going to do? So the Gemara says, because there's a third place where you find shlichu dvar aveira. Mishum dahavi mi'ila utvicho mechira. Tvicho mechira. If somebody steals a shor or a seh, and then he either shechts it or he sells it, so halach is he now has to pay dal behe. What if he didn't shecht it himself? He sent somebody else to shecht it. He didn't sell it himself. He made a shliach to do it. Halach is he still chayiv dal behe because Shlucha shel adam kamoisai. I ain't shlichu dvar aveira. The teretz is yesh shlichu dvar aveira. So the Gemara says it's not one pasuk. It's two pasukim. It's three pasukim. The bottom line is it's a shnei ksuvim aban ke'echod, and it's for that reason in melandim. Freik the pnei Yeshua. Freik the pnei Yeshua. Masechtes kedushin daf mem beis amud beis, and the shara melech and the gedoyli achroinim. That lechayra the sugya masechtes kedushin daf mem beis and the sugya masechtes me'ila daf chaf aleph to me blatantly contradict each other. Why? Because in Me'ilah Daf Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah said that if somebody would make a cheresh shayt v'katan shliach to do Me'ilah on his behalf, the halacha is, it would constitute Me'ilah. Freit the Gemara, the Napoli Shlichus. Zoch the Gemara, Matan, Shalzeisin, Koiv, Pil. In other words, you don't need Shlichus. It's a different parasha. Zoch the Pnei Yeshua, if that's the case, Vos freit the Gemara, Kedusha, Membeis, Amembeis, why don't we learn Yesh Shlichus, Dvar Aveira, from Me'ilah to Kol HaTorah Kula?
It's pasha why. You know why? Because you don't need shlichus by me'ilo. Because hason kematon shalzeisin. Because it's like a koif and it's like a pull. So just like chereshoit of a cotton works, maybe that's why yesh shlichus varaveiro works as well. From the fact that the Gemara was so bothered, a whole sugi in Shas, that learn yesh shlichus varaveiro from me'ilo. Zoysoy merezok to pnei Yeshua, that the Gemara understood that me'ilo also works with a parash of shlichus. And if that's the case, l'churu you have a raya. Berura that yesh shlichus varaveiro. Talk to Gemara. Snakes of my bank echad. Shloishes of my bank echad. I ain't shun the whole sugya. But the bottom line is. Freik the Gemara. Freik the Pnei Yeshua. It's the hastiris hasugyas. Because mitzarecha mil daf chafal from aleph. You see, derech hereshoyt vekat the gemir shliach. Must be you don't need shlichus. Mitzacheni. You see, the Gemara held that we should be able to prove from the parasha Me'ila, yesh shlichus varaveiro. To the extent that you don't need shlichus by Me'ila, that you can't prove anything as it relates to yesh shlichus varaveiro. Because Me'ila is a parasha that doesn't have shlichus. In other words, what seemed like a very gishmak adaf in the sense of, it was all a shittasai. Yesh shlichus varaveiro, by Me'ila. Shilach biad chereshoit v'katan, by Me'ila. Because Me'ila doesn't need shlichus. It's really just the opposite. And when you sit down to learn the sugya, you roll your sleeves up and you want to learn it be'ion, it starts with the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, and Mesachtes Kedushin, Daf Membeis, Amembeis. These are not two halachas that are l'shita sayu. These are two halachas that blatantly contradict each other. Because mitzadecha from Shilach biad chereshoit v'katan, it's mavur that you don't need shlichus by Me'ila. Mitzad sheni from the Gemara's kasha, learn from Me'ila, yei shlich v'dvar avera. You have a raya that you do need shlichus by Me'ila. So how does Me'ila work? Does it work with shlichus? Or does it not work with shlichus? So the truth is, there's many terutzim that the Achreinim give to answer this kasha. But the obvious mafteach, we're not going to talk about this, but the obvious mafteach is that you have to say there's a chilek between whether the shliach was a chereshoit of a katan or if the shliach was a pikeach. If the shliach was a chereshoit of a katan, so then you don't need a parasha of shlichus. It was this chadish in Me'ila that you can get away without a parasha of shlichus. If, however, the shliach was a pikeach, being that he's a bar shlichus, it's still daf min game with a parasha of shlichus. And if that's the case, tell sech the shayla, yesh shlichus varaveiro. Elamai it's a chiddush. Freak the Gemara, learn from there that yesh shlichus varaveiro. But the chilek is, in one case, the shliach wasn't a bar shlichus, in the other case, he was a bar shlichus. Sometimes more is less. Because the chereshoit of a katan are not b'nei shlichus, you don't need a parash of shlichus. But because the pikeach is a parash shlichus, it's for that reason you do need a shlichus. That's the first ara. The second ara, on a lighter note, as we come to a conclusion of Mesechtes Me'ila, and that is just a little bit of divrei agada as it relates to the concept of Me'ila. The Gemara Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Lamed Hey, Amen Aleph says as follows. A well-known Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Also Leila Adam, Sheyehanim in Ha'olam HaZebelei Bracha. It's also for a person to derive benefit from this world without first making a bracha. V'chalanenim in Ha'olam HaZebelei Bracha. If somebody has a Nam in Ha'olam HaZebelei Bracha, meaning he eats something without making a Berchas HaNenim, Ma'al, he's a mile behektish. My takante, what should he do? Yelechei tzal chacham. He should go to a chacham. Faith the Gemara, Yelechei tzal chacham. My avadah, it's too late, right? Ha'avadah Yisura, Elam HaRava. No. Meaning, you should know for the future. It's too late. You a mile. But now go to a chacham. He'll teach you hilchas brachas kidei shelo yovei lidei me'ila. So that in the future, you won't come to me'ila. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmu. Kol anenem en oilam zebelei bracha ki'ilu nehena mikodshe shamayim. If someone has hana from oilam zebelei bracha, you eat something without first making a brachas anenem, it's as if you had hana from kodshe shamayim. Maybe the iser kodesh. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, la'shem ha'aretz umlayim. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, what defines me'ila? If someone derives pleasure from Kachay Hashem. This world belongs to Hashem. It's Lashem Ha'aretz Umlaya. It's Kachay Hashem. And if that's the case, without a bracha, you can't derive any benefit. Rav Levi Rami, Rav Levi asks Ksir. Ksiv, it says Lashem Ha'aretz Umlaya. Uksiv, and it also says Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem V'Ha'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam. So which one is it? Is it Hashem Lashem Ha'aretz Umlaya? Is this world, is Oilam Hazeh Kodshei Hashem, or is it Va'aretz Nasal of Ne'adam? So he said, like Kasha, Kan Koidim Bracha, Kan La'achar HaBracha. Either way, the Gemara says in three different ways, Bracha Islam and Heyam and Aleph, the same idea. And that is, if someone has Hana Mina Oilam Hazeh B'loi Bracha, Ma'al. He's considered to be a Ma'al Behakdash. Incidentally, it doesn't say Ki'ilu Ma'al. It says Ma'al. This doesn't fall into the Chidah and the Chachma Shloim in the beginning of Evan Ezer and all the raid that we've spoken about in the past of what Ki'ilu means. It doesn't say Ki'ilu Ma'al. You would have thought this.
I was looking in the Hagoy Sabach to see if he included the word Ke'ilu. No, it doesn't say Ke'ilu Ma'al. It says Ma'al. This is a real Me'ila. And the Gemara explains it because the Pasuk says, Lashem Ma'aretzum Loya, Tevel V'yoshveva. And being that Lashem Ma'aretzum Loya, it's Kochei Hashem. And if it's Kochei Hashem, you can't derive benefit from it. Stating that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana. He said there's a way to benefit from this Kochei Hashem, also known as Olam Hazeh, and that is by making a bracha. When we make a bracha, we can now somehow benefit from Olam Hazeh. So there's a parasha of Me'ilah in the Torah. And the parasha of Me'ilah in the Torah is talking about Kochei Mizbeach, Kochei Bedek Habayis, and Bavi Nesenu Arabim, Mibnei Chatoenu, Golinu Me'artzenu, V'nisra Chachnu Me'alad Masenu. We don't have Me'ilah. So we don't have the mitzvahs that come along with the Seder Kochei. We also don't have the Averis, that's a good thing, that come along with Seder Kochei. But the truth is, there is a Me'ilah that we do have today. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas Lamin Heyam Arav. This is before the Machshava. A Mefurish Gemara. Says the Gemara is Ma'a. The Chassam Sofer, in many places in his farm, in Teres Moshe, Chassam Sofer Alat Torah, in several of his drashas, says that even though the Gemara expressed this idea in the context of biting into a piece of food without first making a brachas hanenin, but the truth is, this is true for all Olam Hazeh. Because Lashem Ha'aretzum Loya means everything. So just like a person needs to make a bracha in order to remove the Olam Hazeh from being Kochei Hashem and now make it permissible for your personal benefit, you really have to do the same thing when it comes to all inyane. You have to do the same thing when it comes to all inyane Olam Hazeh. You somehow have to unlock the Kochei Hashem in order for you to be able to benefit. Now, when you have a bracha, brachas hanen, it's very easy. Shulchan Aruch tells you, Yeluch Yitzchak Chacham, he tells you what to do. It's very simple. Make a baruch atah Hashem alikinu melech oilam b'yirin minei b'zoinis, and now you can bite into a piece of cake. Now you can do what you want to do. But when it comes to other mitzvahs, it could be a little bit trickier, or other inyani oilam hazeh. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Teretz is that if a yid, with all the oilam hazeh that he's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does mitzvahs, he does ma'isim toivim with it, that's the way he unlocks it. And that's the way he takes it away from being Lashem Ha'aretzum Loya, where he's subject to the laws of Me'ilah, to now Va'aretz Nasal of Ne'adam. If he wants, he can go ahead and he can use it for himself. One of the places the Chassam Sofer says this, and he says this multiple times, is that in the beginning of Parashat Truma, the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li Truma, and everybody asks, V'yikhu li Truma? It's V'yitnu li Truma. Right? Hashem didn't tell the Jews to accept donations. Told them to give donations. V'yikhu li truma? No, v'yitnu. Give me, not take. So why does it say v'yikhu li truma? Says the Chassam Sofer, it's merumas in this pasuk. Because really, if a person wants to have something, if you want to have, you know what you need to do? You need to give. You know how it's v'yikhu li? You know how you can take ownership of your possessions? Somebody has money, he wants it to be his, he wants to own it. The v'yikhuli happens like a truma. You give tzedakah, it's not just v'yitnuli, it's v'yikhuli. And in fact, you need the v'yikhu in order for it to be the v'yitnu. It's included in the v'yitnu, the v'yikhu. For good, you're giving, it's not yours to give. No, v'yikhuli, when you give, that somehow is how it becomes yours. Because when you do a mitzvah, when you do ma'isim toivim with the olam hazeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, it's then that it becomes a v'yikhu. And when it's v'yikhu, now it's yours, now it's something that you're allowed to use. It gives, I think, better appreciation to Divrei Chazal, Kabides Hashem Mehoincha, Al Tikri Mehoincha Elami Groincha. It's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. Kabides Hashem Mehoincha, if a person has hoin, he has money, Kabides Hashem Mehoincha, she gives tzedakah, you should be Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achzakas HaTorah. But Chazal said, Al Tikri Mehoincha Elami Groincha. Somebody has a nice voice, he should daven for the Amid. One of the Asorim Milu de Chasidos that Rav was Noyeg was that Rav had a beautiful voice. And Yerushalmi says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that Rav was the mechaber of a lot of the tefillos that we say, Yomim Noira. So Rav was the mechaber of Brichas HaChodesh, Beschus Tefillas Rav, Amin Selah. The Goyim says, the Gir says not Beschus Tefillas Rabim, it's Tefillas Rav, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, coming up soon, that Rav was the one that used to say this tefillah every day. Chaim Shel Sholem, that was Rav's tefillah. Rav was a big mechaber tefillos. He was mechaber the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Musaf specifically, as I should take in Yerushalmi. Rav was also about Tefillah, and he used to say on himself, Kabbalah Hashem Mehoincha, Al Tikre Mehoincha, Ela Megroincha. That's what Rav used to say. What's the beer? The beer is because anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, whether it's money, or whether it's a nice voice, or whether it's a piece of cake, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Lashem Ha'aretzum Loya. And if you want it,
If you want to have a chelik in it, you need to unlock it. And the way you unlock it is by making a bracha. It's by giving truma, v'yikchu v'truma. It's by doing mais and toivin. It's by kabbis Hashem. It doesn't mean hoincha, doesn't mean groincha. It means everything. That's the point. The point is that it's kabbis Hashem. That's the idea. Then the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says that yesh loyma. The Gemara says in Masechtas brachas davches. Miyom shechara beis hamikdash. Ein loy lakadosh baruch hu ba'i lamoy. El dal ramashal alacha b'vad. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the Oymik pinimi in this chazal? The pshat is because it says in brachas lamed heyom and aleph Hashem aretz umloya. Nor vas, it also says varetz nasal of neyavim. So we have a way of unlocking the kachay Hashem of all dvarim gashmiim and making it ours. It's something that we have a right to do. But there's certain things, says the Chassam Sofer, that we can't touch. And there's no bracha that we can make. There's no mitzvah meisim tovim that we can do to go ahead and unlock. And you know what that is? The Dalal Amishal Halacha. The Dalal Amishal Halacha says the Chassam Sofer is always Lashem Aretz Umloya. There was no Va'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam on the Dalal Amishal Halacha. It was a shear in the Iker Va'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam. It's not the Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch said, you know what? That's where I'm going to pick to put my Shechina. It was never given to us. It was Kachay Hashem from Bereshus Bara Lekimas Hashemayim Vesa'aretz, and through the Churban, nobody touched that. There was no Bobo, Pritzim V'chilalua. There was nothing I could do or anybody could do to try to unlock the Kachay Hashem from the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha. The reason the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha is a Mokim of Ashrayis Hashchina, because that's a place that is still included in the Lashem Aretz Umlaya. What does that mean? That means if somebody defiles the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha, he's a Moyo. There's no way out. There is always going to be Mila. That's the epitome, the ultimate Kachay Hashem. Bizman Hazeh is the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. It's a davar nifla. It gives you a better and a deeper appreciation for the idea of Kavarat Torah. It gives you a better appreciation to what Chazal say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Baruch Hu Torah Tchil. They didn't have proper Kavarat Torah. Not having proper Kavarat Torah, this is Mi'ilo. This goes into the Chaymer of some of the sugyas. This goes into the Chaymer of some of the sugyas that we were learning. That takes on a life of its own. But either way, Azoy Shteyt in the Chassam Sofer. But here's the question. The question is that what happens then when you make a bracha? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Lashem Aretz Umloya. But that's Koidem Bracha. After you make a bracha, what happens? Now already it's var, it's Nasal of Ne'adam. Now somehow it becomes yours. Money belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashem Aretz Umloya. You want it? You want it? Give Truma. V'yikhuli? You want to take it for yourself? Truma. Go ahead and give Truma. You do mitzvahs, you do ma'isim tovim. You want your good voice? Kabris Hashem Migroincha. What does that mean? So what happens now that you went ahead and you did a mitzvah? What happens now when you made a bracha? So I found the Chassam Sofer. Incidentally, when the Chassam Sofer was very passionate about an idea, this is clear, he spoke about it many, many times. This is something that repeats itself over and over and over again in the Svarim of the Chassam Sofer. And this is from his Chidushim HaMesechtes Gittin. So it says the Chassam Sofer, you want to know what happens? He says, when a person makes a bracha, it's the equivalent thereof of the Zerika that the Kayhanim did. And just like Basar Kachay Kadosh, L'achas Riko, what's the halacha? There's no me'ila anymore. So too, when a yid makes a bracha, there's no me'ila. What's the tifkait? What's the pnimius? What's the oimek? The oimek is, baser kachay kachay l'achas Riko. The reason there's no me'ila is because Kayhanim the Gemara says, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Of course it's kachay Hashem. It's kachay Hashem, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that you did his Riko, so the halacha is, there's no me'ila. What do you mean? Because Hashem says, you can come sit, you're invited. You're RSVP'd. We have a seat waiting for you at my big event. You're eating Mishulchan Kavaya. The Kayhanim are physically eating at the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. That's the Tifkait. The Tifkait is not simply that the Kachi Hashem just went away, it's gone, and that the whole Siba of the Me'il is no longer here. The Siba is still here. But Hashem says, now it's not miyuchet for me anymore because you're invited. Oh, you're invited, I can have anah. So there's no problem anymore. The same is true for kachim kalim when it comes to the Bible. There's an idea of mishulchan kavaya kazachu. Yesh, zoktach sam soifa, that's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. That's what happens when a person makes a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is my world. But at the same time, you can be my partner. You can have a seat at my table. It could be Lashem Ma'aretz Umloya, but at the same time, it's going to be Va'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam. Right? I was thinking that Yom Ha'iram, you say L'David Mizbar, Lashem Ma'aretz Umloya, with the niggin of Yom Ha'iram. And then, right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Ma'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, with the niggin of Hallel. Because after Yom Ha'iram, after a person has the proper perspective of what his Olam Hazeh is. He understands Achreinu L'chayim Melech Chavitz B'chayim. He understands Unasana Toikiv Rosh Hashanah Yikaseiv Unu B'yemtzan Kippur Yechaseimim Yetz Kenz Tzingin V'aretz Nasa Levnei Adam. We go from the David Mizmar L'Hashem Aretz Umloya Be'ema B'yira B'resis U'Bezeya to suddenly, right, having a good time. It's Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem V'aretz Nasa Levnei Adam. But either way, that's the V'aretz, says the Chassam Sofer. A person can have two perspectives to Olam Hazeh. Your perspective to your Olam Hazeh could be that no, Hashem gave it to me, it's mine, or whatever. That person is a mile. He's touching on Mi'ilo, which is very, very chamo. Or you can have a whole nother perspective. You know what the perspective is? Lashem ma'aretz umloya. But Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter gave me, Mishulchan Kavaya Kazach, gave me an opportunity to sit at his table. It comes with an achrayas. The achrayas is that you have to make Hashem a shutif. You have to act of a emes, as if he's your partner. You make brachas, you acknowledge that it comes from Hashem. You do mitzvahs, you share, you do what Hashem wants. It's the same hana that you're ultimately going to have. It's just a matter of perspective. It's the perspective, koich v'yitzim yadi, you're a mile. If not, you can literally become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch.